Hi, welcome to Medical Musings with Sam. This is a podcast for anyone whose lives are affected by chronic illness and are looking for hope in what can feel like a really hopeless situation. I'm a blogger, a writer, and founder of the online support group Medical Musings with Friends. I'm also the author of My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith, and hope living with a rare disease. Before becoming chronically ill, I was an executive manager with a passion for change management, coaching, and developing my team. Medical Musings with Sam is a podcast all about connecting with others who are trying to live well with chronic illness in the midst of difficult challenges and hurdles. Come on a journey with me, and together we can share our experiences of living a life of purpose, faith, and hope despite our diseases. There is always a temptation when appointments or commitments are cancelled to fill the time with other things. I know with someone who's living with chronic illness, I can't do that. Even though my head is full of great ideas, or what I think are great ideas, and I want to explore them so much. But if my body is screaming at me, I have to listen to it. I've cancelled appointments for a reason. It's because I need time. I need time to look after myself. And so do you. If you feel overwhelmed, if you feel in so much pain, if you feel like your symptoms are just crashing in like an avalanche, cancel the day. Cancel a few. Cancel a week. But just remember, it's important to take time to look after yourself. In this podcast, that's exactly what we're going to look at, the importance of caring for you. I hope you find this really helpful and pick up some tips and techniques to help you navigate through what can be some really difficult days with chronic disease. Hi everyone, welcome back to Medical Musings with Sam. It's really lovely to have you here, and I really hope that today's episode is one that will resonate with many of my listeners, because chronic disease doesn't run to an agenda. And, you know, we might like to think that it does, and we are hopeful every day that it will, particularly if we make appointments or if we have, you know, plans ahead that we'd really like to achieve. But I think most of us who have been living with chronic disease and chronic illness for a while realize that plans, agendas, they really, really don't work. Sometimes we are able to, achieve the things that we want to achieve, and that's fantastic. But generally, it all has to be pretty ad hoc. I'm pretty used to cancelling appointments, moving them around, shuffling my calendar. I have a calendar and it's full of things, but it gets moved regularly or moved around regularly. And that's just the nature of living with chronic disease. And so I guess that's what I really want to talk about today. How do we deal with that? It's not easy, is it? It's not how people generally live their lives. They like to know what lies ahead. They like to plan. They like to be able to invite people around and know that they're going to be able to deal with that. They like to be able to book tickets or holidays or, all sorts of things that generally people with relatively severe or moderate to severe chronic disease just can't do. So, let's have a chat about that and see what it is we can do and how we can navigate what is really a life-changing, I guess, part of living with chronic disease and something that can't be ignored. So I think everybody knows that, you know, I love life's little challenges. I love problem solving, and I love turning obstacles into opportunities. That's kind of the way I'm set, and I don't think that's going to change. I love putting a positive spin on what could otherwise be a negative experience. I've always done this, both in my personal and my professional life. So chronic disease, it really wasn't going to change my approach to finding a way to overcome an obstacle. It's just another challenge, right? Well, that's not entirely right, is it? It's probably, as I've said, one of the most difficult challenges that life with chronic disease has certainly thrown at me, and it often requires what I call out-of-the-box strategies. When I stick to what I call my chronic disease management plan, and that particular plan you can find on my blog, my blog is My Medical Musings or www.mymedmusings.com. And if you just go onto there and search chronic disease management plan, that blog post will come up, and it really is worth reading in relation to this particular podcast. So when I stick to that, life has a stable flow despite the unpredictable nature of my crazy disease. And the flow consists of a fairly basic routine. I have activities every day, and they include a pattern of rest, then I'll do a few activities and then rest. And it's pretty simple. It works for me. It's limited physically and it's a homebound routine. But as I've written about many times and talked about, I'm at peace with it, and I've accepted that this is my new way of life. Sometimes it doesn't matter though how much I try and pace activity and rest, there's going to be periods of time when circumstances are outside of my control. I've had a fortnight of one thing after another coming my way, and these were things that weren't planned and couldn't be avoided. It honestly was like looking at an avalanche moving with full force towards me, knowing that I really needed to run in the opposite direction, but being stuck with broken legs and everything else that wouldn't and couldn't move, I just was about to be completely swamped. One thing I've learned over the years is that when things are really outside of your control, you simply have to deal with them as best you can. You've got to face the situation and try to move through it while constantly hoping and praying that a crisis doesn't eventuate. It's a bit like a wing and a prayer, isn't it? But that's kind of like what it is. Because the crisis that could eventuate is that it could quite likely land you in hospital. It's happened to me so many times. My particular avalanche over this last fortnight, though, it included a few things. A dental crown fell out, you know, you're eating something and you suddenly go, oh my goodness, what is that in my mouth? And thankfully, it was the entire crown that fell out, so it didn't break, but it resulted in a necessary urgent dentist appointment. I have an amazing dentist who, because of my chronic illness, just does everything in his power to just patch me so that we're not having to do too much major work that will impact, you know, my health even further. So thankfully the crown could be re-cemented, but it was still an hour in the chair, and that was just so taxing on me physically. And if you think about the fact that it's only 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago now, that I just had that major laparotomy surgery to fix a massive small bowel prolapse through my abdominal wall, and my stoma was resited as a result of that. So, you know, pretty much two major surgeries in one. So I was just recovering, or in the process of recovering from that, I'm still in the process, and then was, you know, stuck in a dental chair for an hour and had the crown sorted, but there were some other bits and pieces he did as well. So on top of the dentist crisis, though, my husband also had a few serious health issues and needed some test medical appointments. And thankfully, we were able to get him on a treatment plan, and, you know, but it still added to being exhausted, etc. We thought that was the end of it, and that was enough. But then all of a sudden, about 7 days ago now, my blood pressure just started spiking at 210 over 120. I was shivering, I was shaking, I felt so unwell. And I really should have gone to the hospital, but I don't know. I always feel like I get kidnapped by my specialist once I'm in there. It's like there's so many of them, and then they all start to want to look at different things, and I never get out, and to get out, obviously, but I don't get out, you know, fast. And I spend most of my time while I'm in there trying to plan a way of escape. So I sort of thought, I really don't want to go. Excuse me. So anyway, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I had to get up because I felt really, really weird, and took my blood pressure and, you know, realized why. I knew it had been starting to creep up, but I just could not get it down. My weekly registered nurse visit was so timely. She was actually coming the next day. And so when she came to see me and I told her what was happening, she wanted me to ring my GP and request blood cultures and septic screens. Thankfully, I got an appointment with him quickly, and he prescribed antibiotics, ordered all the tests that were necessary, and we're just waiting on the blood cultures to come back. But I've, you know, been on antibiotics. I'm on antibiotics, and that stabilized the blood pressure to some degree. So there must have been some kind of bacterial infection of some description going on. But, you know, so I'm still not out of the woods. And I, as I said, I won't get the full blood culture test results for probably a few more days. So we're still not 100% sure what's going on. But the problem with chronic disease is you just can't catch up after a glitch in your routine. You know, believe me, I've tried. I've often thought one day of complete rest will make all the difference. But let's be realistic. One day of rest when chronically ill, it doesn't do much at all, does it? At some point, once that avalanche of unplanned and unavoidable activity is over, you've got to fully assess the damage. Like, where are you in terms of pain or symptoms or, you know, essential appointments that are going to be focusing on what's happening to you at this point in time? I'm my own worst enemy when it comes to doing this, I've got to admit. I've accepted my daily rest periods are now part of my life, but I absolutely hate having to stop completely. It drives me mad. So my initial strategy, as I said, was to reinstate my chronic disease management plan and return to my normal daily routine. But that clearly wasn't going to work this time. So my next step was to try to increase the length of my rest periods for a couple of days. But that didn't work either. And I realized it really was time to draw the line in the sand, time to wave that white flag and retreat, quite literally. I had some other appointments looming as a new week approached, and I just could feel that avalanche crisis beginning to gain further momentum. I started juggling my daily schedule to wake up later, go to bed earlier, increase pain meds, put all household tasks on hold, you name it, whatever I could think of. But they were all band-aid solutions and not the strategy I needed to employ to rectify my situation and get back to my base disease level of operandi. So I decided I needed a new strategy, what I called or am calling my well-being strategy. It's simple. It was simple. Cancel my week, clear the calendar, and allow each day to be completely free. Free from any pressure, commitments, or plans of any kind that hindered my well-being. So that meant I had to cancel my cleaner, my podiatrist, my volunteering commitments, and I was then free to have a phone chat with my GP, and I kept my home nurse visit because that was important and she's integral to my well-being. What a relief, though. As I sat in my armchair and I just let the fact that I now had the gift of time waft over me, it became clear what I needed to do ongoing. I needed to cancel quite a few days. I needed to do nothing, plan nothing, just withdraw. I also realized, though, that I needed to reassess all of my volunteering commitments. It was really quite suddenly clear that I'd taken on way too much over the past few years with online volunteering. And as I looked at my newer commitments and my original passions of my support forum, my book, my blog, this podcast, my work with Arthritis Queensland, I realized that the newer commitments, so things over and above those things, they just weren't right for me. I was allowing them to take my energy away from the older commitments, which were still my passion, my purpose, and my calling. Don't get me wrong, I love the newer commitments, but it was right for me to withdraw regrettably, which I promptly did. There was no time to second guess myself or to procrastinate with my decision, not if I was serious about my well-being strategy. you know, there's always a temptation when appointments or commitments are cancelled to fill the time with other things, like I said at the start of this podcast. But we just can't. We have to listen to our bodies, particularly when they're screaming at us. So this time I chose to be sensible. Well, I like to think I chose, but in actual fact, I really didn't have any choice at all. But if your life has become too crazy, too busy, and your disease is flaring out of control, it's really simple. Cancel the day. Cancel a few days. Cancel a week. But please, please, please remember, it's so important to look after yourself. Take the time you need to recover. Take the time to get back on track. Most importantly, please listen to this bit. Most importantly, don't feel guilty about cancelling anything that needs to get out of that calendar of yours, because they're just no longer right for you at this point in time. And you know what? That's not your fault. You are absolutely doing the right thing to make necessary changes. I think there's one chronic illness non-negotiable rule. It's simple. Look after yourself. I really hope that you do. If you're in that place where it's just all too much at the moment, please just have a think about what you can cancel, what you can change, how you can gain back some time for you, and take the time you need to rest, recover, recuperate, and regain some strength. I really hope that my experience with how to manage the avalanche of chronic disease flares and symptoms and setbacks help you in your own journey. Take care, and I'll talk to you again next month with another topic and another podcast episode, and I really look forward to doing that. Lots of love. Bye. If you enjoyed what you heard today, you can subscribe to this podcast or you can leave a review. I would really appreciate your support. If you would like to have more of my medical musings in your world on a regular basis, I also have a blog which you can find at www.mymedmusings.com. I post there at least weekly, so there's lots for you to read and be involved with. If you would really like to be a part of a nurturing community, Medical Musings with Friends is a private support group on Facebook, offering the hand of friendship, support, true care and understanding to anyone living with chronic illness. We would love to welcome you into our community. Just search Medical Musings with Friends on Facebook, click join, and you will receive the warmest of welcomes. I also have a book, My Medical Musings, a story of love, laughter, faith and hope living with a rare disease. It's available now through Amazon and my publisher, Imagine We Publishers. I would love for you to check it out. There's something in the My Medical Musings world for everyone, something different to suit your needs. I hope you do find something that resonates with you and helps you feel you are not alone. Because you're not. Remember, chronic illness is a part of your life, not all of your life. Take care.